I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the show on a podcast called John and Ken on Demand. Same show, and you can hear all the parts you missed.
Yeah, we got 3 hours, and we got a lot to do in the 3 hours. We will, of course, have the Moist Line calls for you in the 3 o'clock hour, and we are throwing somebody into Satan's Lake of Fire. It is the sometimes-used Lifetime Achievement Award in place of Hack in a Dumpster, although you wanted to take the dumpster and throw it in the lake. Is that what you want to do?
I wanted to roll it down the hill and have the nominee trapped inside the dumpster as it sinks into the lake of fire.
With the mob rolling it down the hill?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
So, and then cheer maniacally as the dumpster sinks to the bottom of the lake of fire.
Well, we'll see if we can pull all that off in the 3 o'clock hour. It's no secret who it's going to be because we're going to talk about this person right now. In the 24 hours since we rejoiced at the guilty verdicts against Mark Ridley Thomas, the longtime hack LA politician, first on the city council, then in the legislature, then on the board of supervisors, and back to the city council. Oh my God, when you think about it, 30-something years of this man in Los Angeles politics. Something happened overnight and today I was looking at the coverage. All right. Most of the coverage I'm looking at is the El Segundo Times. When Mitch Englander went down and Jose Huizar went down, you didn't see headlines like this. It was just, you know, corrupt politicians got caught up in City Hall scandals, right?
Right.
But with this guy, holy mackerel. One headline, the El Segundo Times editorial board, nothing to celebrate about another political corruption verdict in L.A. Then their columnist, Erica D. Smith, why a guilty verdict for Mark Ridley Thomas doesn't feel like justice to Black L.A.
I actually, right before you started speaking, I was looking up the L.A. Times. Erica D. Smith, I put in the search box, along with Jose Huizar and Mitch Englander, to see if she ran tearful columns when those two were convicted and sent to prison. And shockingly, she didn't. When it was a white councilman going to prison, Erica D. Smith had nothing to say. When it was a Hispanic councilman going to prison, Erica D. Smith had nothing to say. Only when a black councilman goes to prison, suddenly this is some sort of citywide tragedy? Really?
Because that's pretty much the angle of their coverage. To them, this is the underdog group in the United States, and they get all benefits of the doubt. And most of this is just drooling over his political career like he was one of the most unbelievable leaders of the black community in Southern California. I'm like, really?
What he was a bully, and he would use race to bully people. We told you yesterday he did it to us when we had the temerity to suggest that the L.A. Coliseum was not in a friendly neighborhood. And he came after us, and he hired protesters. And these protesters, I remember, were paid off with bag lunches. They gave them a little bit of money and a bag of lunch to get on a bus and to come to the radio station and protest to get media
coverage.
They had to
get up early, too. We were the morning show then. They were out there pretty early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's what Ridley Thomas was doing. He was creating fake protests because he was trying to grease another NFL team to move back to the Coliseum. And he didn't understand why nobody wanted to play in the Coliseum. So, you know, he would start screaming racism. He also, and actually, Ray found the old audio. Remember the scam he pulled by using tax money to renovate his office?
Yes. Right, when he became supervisor.
Yeah.
And he redid his offices, the major expenses. Hundreds of thousands, if I remember.
We got a 39-second clip from, this is from 2009.
I'm here to celebrate 1 year of hard work, and it seems to me to work in an environment that's decent is a part of what it means to keep people motivated.
Is it a problem?
Yes, it is.
Why is that?
It's cramped conditions, as well as people having to double up in offices, in terms of the environmental impacts in this environment. And there's no reason to think this office should have anything less than any other office.
What?
That day is over. Gone.
That implies race. Yeah.
Yeah.
That implies that because this is the black seat maybe on the board. We've been short shrifted. Yeah.
Yeah. He used race.
Like you said, you're right. He used race right there. That was clearly.
If I remember correctly, yeah, I got it right because Ray just handed me the story. December 22nd, 2009. L.A. County supervisors ordered the county's chief executive to review a $707,000 office renovation proposed by Mark Ridley Thomas. Ridley Thomas said the discussion of the proposed repair and renovation work has become a needless distraction, inflamed by misleading and erroneous information. No, it wasn't misleading. It was $707,000 because he wanted a bigger, nicer office. And then he starts babbling about the environmental impacts, and he had to improve the motivation.
Can you imagine two people in an office? Oh, somebody might have to double up in an office. Wow.
This is an office that hasn't been invested in over two decades. That is not acceptable. He said the initial cost estimate made sense given the scope of the project. Replacing office furniture, carpet, floor tiles, ceiling, lighting, interior woodwork, air conditioning, electrical equipment, and plumbing. And I don't think we should do anything extravagant, nor have I over the many years I've been in public office. And this is what this guy is he's always, he's full of a lot of pompous arrogance. He's entitled. He's been doing money grabs forever. $700,000 to renovate an office. That's tax money. That's my money. That's your money if you live in L.A. County. Now, you know, he was funneling $100,000 to USC to give to his dud son, and then he wanted all kinds of perks for his son. I mean, this is what he's a schemer. He's a conniver, which is what most of these guys are in office. It has nothing to do with skin color. It has to do with what he's done. And what he is a crook. He is now a convicted felon. So Erica D. Smith has to like face reality. Your hero here is a convicted criminal.
Well,
and he deserved
after admitting
it.
She wasn't in the room to hear all the arguments that the jurors made, and he wasn't convicted on all the charges, she makes this case. Well, Ridley Thomas didn't go to Las Vegas. He was convicted for helping his son, who was resigning from the state assembly, reportedly for health reasons, but also facing a sex harassment investigation. Well, and she writes, I don't have children, but I know this is the sort of thing the parents understand. Did you miss out on one of the big stories right before the pandemic, Erica D. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
All of the parents had got in trouble for bribing their kids into top schools.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's another one.
A lot of them ended up with prison. Even that dopey actress ended up with prison.
Lori Loughlin.
So it happens. And those were mostly white people. So there's no racial angle to this either. But honestly, they were punished too. So don't act like, he should have been given a break because he was helping his son. He wasn't. Remember I said that the other day? I said, well, remember it's going to bother the jurors that he didn't get poker chips or hookers or bags of cash.
Bothered Erica D. Smith. Apparently it's only corruption if you get hookers and gambling chips.
And bags of cash.
But I'm waiting for the column she's going to write that says why a guilty verdict for Mitch Englander doesn't feel like justice to white L.A. why a guilty verdict for Jose Huizar doesn't feel like justice to Hispanic L.A.
Yeah, well, and not that we're fans, but this crowd at the El Segundo Times and others have been bopping Kevin De Leon over the head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a corruption case. That's him just sitting there in a tape where Nuri Martinez was the most outrageous.
That's right.
But, you know, he's been pilloried and vilified,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God. Well, how many stories did they run on that?
I know. So,
like 20 of them?
He should resign.
I know. But here they have two stories in Ridley Thomas, and both of them, oh, it's just such a shame he's going to prison.
Well, she calls him a one-man institution in black politics. And apparently he did have quite a mob show up at the courthouse to support him during the trial. And
it doesn't matter.
It's usually the collection of activists and pastors.
Sure. It's the guys that he hired to get on the bus to protest us 20 years ago. You know, now they get hired to show up and protest in front of the courthouse.
And then Please. My favorite, the end of the LA Times editorial. This doesn't help build trust in government or foster healthy civic engagement. You know, there have been crooked politicians for as long as there have been people elected to offices in the United States. This really surprises them. But yeah, this is really a run on the city council, as we pointed out yesterday. How many of them have either been bounced for stuff that they said on that recording or bounced because of corruption?
All right. We got three on corruption, right, going to federal prison. We got three for that tape, and two of the three are no longer on the council. That's six. Then you got to throw in Mike Bonin. He was basically forced out of office. That's seven. And then you got these three new communists that won their elections. That is 10 reprehensible council people that have served in just the last few years. 10 of them. And it's only a 15-member council. This is the worst group of anything I've ever seen. I'm just the worst. They are all corrupt. They're hateful. They're stupid. Who goes to Las Vegas where they have video cameras everywhere?
And walked up to the cashier's cage trying to cash in the poker chip bribe.
Right? Yeah. I mean, right. But Huizar did that.
They did, yeah.
Because they're greedy, they're criminal, and they're stupid. Stop with the Erica D. Smith columns and the LA Times editorials, please.
We will put him in Satan's lake of fire in the 3 o'clock hour. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right. We got a lot to get to today. We'll talk about Trump next hour. We'll bring in a legal expert to talk about the story that's, of course, obsessing all network and cable news channels, the indictment by a Manhattan attorney.
Never have people spoken so much and known so little.
Yeah, but
there's a big market, though. For a story like this, for people to get paid to shoot off their mouth when they don't have the slightest idea what's in the indictment.
Then people have been waiting 2 years plus for this, so they wanted him arrested for something, anything. So like the gun control thing, just do something, anything. Just do something to Trump, anything. I don't care if it later gets dismissed or found not guilty. Do something now. I want him embarrassed and he's running for president.
I'm emotionally unstable and I need to be satisfied. Pretty much what it is.
You're probably aware, if you've been listening at all to the news and traffic reports, the 10 freeway is shut down in the area of East L.A. Monterey Park. Reports are that police shot and killed somebody who ran across the freeway after getting out of a car, probably at the end of some kind of chase. It's not clear yet, but what happens then? Someone said there's a news report says that there's a body under a sheet. And John loves this part, but they take hours and hours to do all their forensics measurements. And
so they shot a bad guy.
Probably. I don't know that, but
just
probably.
We'll roll the body off to the shoulder at least.
Well, Gascon will come and arrest them. So they need to make sure they have all of their
that's what I don't understand.
Defensive evidence collected.
One criminal whack job.
Officer-involved shooting, OIS, is always a huge deal now.
Oh, and so now all the
this guy could have shot another guy and ran off and nobody would care. But if a police officer pulls his gun, holy crap.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to cover this with a microscope.
And then if all the good people now have to be kept from getting to work or wherever they need to go, right? All the people who don't break the law now have to sit in an hours-long traffic jam because of this whack job.
Eastbound I-10 at City Terrace Drive, westbound I-10 at the 710, and northbound 710 to westbound I-10. All lanes will be blocked for an unknown duration.
Holy gee, that's ridiculous.
Due to police activity. Now we have the latest roundup on Los Angeles crime. Something went down, something went up, and these are the numbers for 2022. According to the latest numbers from LAPD, murders are down compared to the year before. But what is rising significantly is shoplifting. In January 2023, there were 805 shoplifting reports in the city of LA, the highest monthly total since at least 2010.
And those are only the reports that come in to police. Many stores tolerate shoplifting without calling the police because it's a waste of time. But
I thought we were kind of funneling out. Remember all the smash and grabs? Remember they were driving cars into jewelry stores, trucks, and they're grabbing stuff. And then there were guys getting their watches and phones stolen off the streets. That was going on. It seemed like a string of those for months. And then it wasn't that long ago that LAPD announced that they were disbanding one of the task forces that was responsible for the follow-home robberies. Now, shoplifting's different. A different type of, investigation.
Well, the cops also busted up some of those smash-and-grab rings.
Yeah, a lot of times they are organized rings. And once you smash them up, they can sometimes involve dozens of people.
And it was the same guys over and over committing those crimes. So those rings were busted up. I'm sure they'll be back out on the street soon. These are probably more freelancers because increasingly, you know, the more you shoplift and the more you get away with, the more you're going to shoplift.
And to show you how really stupid this is, Channel 2 says downtown Los Angeles has been hit really hard. They talked to a couple of people, husband and wife. They run something called the Santee Beauty Center in the Fashion District of downtown L.A. I like her name, Mahbuba Ruzbahini. Well, they own the beauty shop, 30 years of business there. A shoplifting recently, way off the charts. Just last week, somebody comes in and steals $1,000 worth of hair clippers. What are you going to do with that? They just pick a place that looks good. They go in and grab whatever they think is shiny. I don't really understand. Although that's expensive hair clippers, but did they know that? Or are they just grabbing anything? Are these just drug addicts looking for something to fence?
Well, you could sell them on eBay.
Well, it says, we put two of the most expensive haircutting combos in front of him. The minute my husband looked away, he grabbed them and ran out of the shop. So I guess he came in and pretended he wanted some sort of a haircut. And so they were like, maybe ask them, oh, what are your best clippers? I shouldn't laugh. I feel bad for this couple.
Now, I remember seeing a TV news story on how this works is the shop. It's also can be an organized ring where the shoplifters take stuff and then they go off to a central meeting point. Maybe it's a warehouse. At the warehouse, they get paid by the fence for what they've stolen. The fencers, in turn, put it on eBay. And I remember they went online, and you could see all the stolen stuff showing up on eBay.
Right.
And I bet you if you type in hair clippers, you'll probably find the ones the guy stole.
Canoga Park followed downtown Los Angeles with 448 incidents reported in 2022. And, of course, the story doesn't say it specifically, although it says it's petty theft. If the stolen merchandise is less than $950, we'll say it. That's thanks to Prop 47.
Yeah.
No, that's the dumb voters passed in the year 2014.
Yeah. Well, if we had intelligent news writers and news editors, they would put that in every story about shoplifting so that the public understands that they're the ones who created this situation. You created it if you voted yes on Prop 47 back in 2014. It's the public's fault. Now, you were fooled because you were told it was a School and Neighborhood Safety Act, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is that what the name of it
was?
Yes,
yes.
Well, because they promised that the money that they save on imprisoning everybody for felonies, they could turn around and use for rehab.
Right.
They could make them better people.
Therefore, making neighborhoods and schools safer.
Right.
Because all the drug addicts would be in treatment.
They would be in treatment. They would be in some type of rehab, job training. I don't know what it was they promised, but they didn't do anything like that because it was all
BS. And was that Kamala Harris who was the attorney general who wrote that, I think?
Maybe. I know it was 2014 it passed. Yeah. I don't remember who was in office. It's coming up on 9 years ago already, that election. But, you know, it's funny when you mentioned, well, when I mentioned this guy going into the beauty shop and apparently they laid out some clippers in front of him, and they just grabbed him and ran. I saw, this was some months ago, but I also saw a TV story. Apparently some people will go into jewelry stores, and this isn't smash and grab. They actually have you, they lay out a bunch of watches for you to look at, and they do some sort of sleight of hand where you have to watch carefully, and if you look away for a moment, like the clerk, they slip one into their pocket. It's pretty cool to watch. They had surveillance cameras showing one guy doing it. They do distract you somehow, and there's somebody watches out on the counter. You might, if you're the clerk, forget that you gave him 10 to look at. Now there's only 9. Yeah.
Is this what magicians do when they can't get work?
Yeah, I think it is. It was pretty good. And apparently this guy's been, they said this guy's shown up. We've seen him in several jewelry stores doing the same scam where he pretends to be a customer looking for a moment to pocket something.
In some jewelry stores, it's hard to get into because they'll have a locked door and they'll also have one of those folding metal gates.
Yes.
And they'll have an armed guard. And you have to ring the doorbell, and then all the employees stare at you, right? Their heads are bobbing from left to right, trying to get a good look at you. And then the security guard will slide the metal gate and then unlock the glass door, and then you're allowed in. Which I guess is what you have to do.
You have to do. You can't just trust people. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right. We're on from 1 to 4, which means if you're not hearing these 3 hours live, that's too bad. But you can always find it with John and Ken on demand, the podcast. It goes up just after we finish at 4 o'clock at KFIAM640.com. Find your way to the John and Ken page, look for podcasts, or use the iHeartRadio app. Find it that way. The Moist Line, Hacking a Dumpster Today, Special Edition, Satan's Lake of Fire, all on the way. We'll talk about the Trumpster. We'll talk to Royal Oaks, ABC News for KFI. They're a legal expert to come on and talk about the overwhelming big story. Trump is supposed to... surrender on Tuesday is now the word. What will be interesting to follow is the chaos. We understand that there have already been some anti-Trump people gathering outside of Trump Tower. And then there's the belief that Trump supporters will find their way somewhere to New York, whether it's where Trump has to go for the legal proceedings or it's Trump Tower to face off against the anti-Trump people. We don't know. Yeah, but it'll be a collection of crazies.
It's a good way to spend the day if you're insane.
I almost wish I was. I go to New York a couple times a year. I almost wish I was there for take some photos and video.
Do you know New York City is having every single officer, regardless of rank, in uniform on duty for Tuesday? That's like 36,000 officers.
The city should be pretty safe, except for the crazies that might start killing each other. I don't know.
In fact, there was a question whether they were going to ask for, because in Washington, D.C., you get military units, like National Guard units right away. And they help defend the Capitol because it's all government buildings. And so there was a thought, well, will New York need that contingent? And they said, no. NYPD, they train extensively for every disaster possible. We got 36,000 guys. We don't need any outside military help. Yeah. They're their own military force. So good. Right. You know, I'm good. I hope there's a lot of protesters, and I hope they get what's coming from NYPD. Those guys don't fool around.
Right. And, of course, there's an amusing story we'll go through that John mentioned yesterday, but we have more detail that Trump could actually win this election and be president while in prison. It is possible.
Yes.
But that would be very entertaining.
You could run the country from prison.
My favorite part of the story, John, I don't know if you read it yet, was what do you do with the guy that has to carry the briefcase with the nuclear codes? How does he...
He's in prison with you.
How do you keep that nearby Trump? Right. He's his bunkmate.
That's right. He's your roommate.
Very weird. All right, we'll get into all of this in the big 2 o'clock hour. One of the stories that made news earlier this week is, sadly, a week ago, we found out that Garcetti is ambassador to India. But Philip Washington, who used to be the head of L.A. Metro, gave up on trying to become the new head of the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. So maybe he'd come back, John, to be the chief of Metro. They had another one of their town hall call-ins. It's fascinating how they do this. They spend an hour, and I guess the board members sit there, and they want to listen to writers. So a computerized system contacted 50,000 cell phones and 50,000 landlines. And how many of that 100,000 calls do you think said, sure, I'll participate?
A small percentage.
It is a small percentage, but it was 2,400 people.
Mm.
Yeah, that is a small percentage out of 100,000. But
it's 2%. And
First of all, you have to probably have experienced Metro to want to say something, although it'd be funny for you and I just to say something anyway.
I never get one of these calls.
I didn't notice it either. I don't know how it appears.
And these, of course, are people with nothing to do in the middle of the day, and so they're happy to be online to complain about a Metro system they never use.
The media coverage of this in the Los Angeles Daily News doesn't make it sound like anybody called in to say anything positive. I wouldn't expect that anyway, but there are people that really just want to, you're doing a great job. Thank you for your service. One guy complained about the long waits he has between stops with the bus lines.
Get a car.
Right. Another guy.
This guy complained
there's not a rail connection to SoFi Stadium. Wow. Then the good ones come in. Dan of North Hollywood said the biggest issues are crime, drug use, and large numbers of mentally ill and unhoused people.
Unhoused.
Lingering at stations and riding trains and buses. Now, Metro wasn't aware of this? How long have they been aware of this, and how come it's still too many people?
I was going to say, why are they having this town hall call-in? Just go
because
take
it's a, for show.
Just take a train.
They're virtue signaling. They want media coverage, and it's like, they care. They're concerned.
We're listening to the public.
It is. The listening tour.
Yeah.
Right.
We have an open door policy. We listen to the public. We conduct these regularly to understand what's on their mind and what challenges we all face in the Metro system. Because our passengers' safety is of the highest priority.
Dan took a shot at the new ambassadors. They're called Metro Transit Ambassadors. This woman's got like a colorful fluorescent vest on with the big M on it.
Should be a big L.
They hired thousands of these people to be on the buses and trains. They carry no weapons. They're there to try to keep the peace. He said that they're not doing any good. So they talked to Metro's chief safety officer. There's a job. Gina Osborne.
Yeah, she's in every story. She's like one of the worst administrators in city history. And she's in charge of safety.
I feel like she was a traffic reporter on the radio at one point. I recognize that name. No, am I imagining that? I just feel like she was. She says they're helpful because they send in messages. to our security operations system. Oh, that's nice.
Messages. Hi.
Man just took a dump on the seat. Yeah.
it says here that the ambassadors greet customers and call in problems to authorities. I'm going on a train. I don't need to be greeted. Hi, how you doing? Welcome to Metro. It's like, no, get the guy laying in his vomit out of my seat. That's what I want you to do. Don't talk to me.
Then there was Nicholas of Pomona. He says the homeless are all over the Metro Gold Line in Pasadena. It's, by the way, in case you don't follow this, and why would you? They're no longer the colors. It's the L line now. I think they thought when they were expanding the rail line that they'd run out of colors. So there's no longer red, blue. It's the gold line is now the L line.
Did you ever go to a paint shop? There's thousands of colors.
That is true in a Crayola box. Yeah.
Well, sure, there's 64 in your basic Crayola box.
And by the way, today's National Crayon Day. I thought I just throw that in there.
Is that right?
I did. I heard that news report this morning, yes.
I loved crayon colors when I was a kid. I could spend hours just looking at the colors.
You didn't draw, though, did you?
I didn't draw. No, I just looked at the colors. I didn't like to mess up the crayons.
I did like to look at the color names, too. Burnt Sierra.
Periwinkle.
Osborne said you should all download the LA Metro Transit Watch app on your smartphone report or text an incident. Or the location of an encampment. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that'll get addressed.
That's right. And then we'll read your texts, and then we'll delete them.
We'll ignore you.
Right? And the encampment will be there the next time you come.
But we'll tell the media that we got your texts, and we're right on it. Marissa, who rides, it's now known, John, as the B line, formerly the Red Line. That's the one that ran through our old neighborhood in Koreatown where we had the show from that studios. It's the B line. That this story was big news a couple weeks ago. They play classical music at the Westlake MacArthur Park station to keep the loiterers away. And she says it's actually incredibly loud and blaring, but then asked if they're going to blast it at other stations. So I couldn't tell if she was saying that it seems like a good idea. Can you do it at more stations? Or she just found it too annoying. I couldn't figure that out from Metro Chief Operations Officer, who's Conan Chung, said the loud music is part of our pilot program. That includes blocking off dark entrances, adding brighter lighting, and adding patrols by Metro ambassadors. They're claiming that crime has dropped since they started doing this a few months ago. They claim that. At that particular station, I'm saying. Helen of Culver City said it's difficult to reach the street level at the Red Line stop in Universal City because the escalators and elevators frequently are not working.
Well,
the elevators are dirty. Now, we know what this could mean.
That's right, because escalators get clogged with human feces.
And sometimes people sleep in the elevators and do pee-pee and poo-poo.
That's right. And so when you open the elevator door, whoa!
There's a turd on the floor.
Somebody die in here? Sometimes.
She didn't say that, but it's often... we learned...
Sometimes somebody has died in there.
I mean, it's our favorite story of all time, but one of the BART stations in the Bay Area, the escalators got clogged with poop.
They stopped. How much poop do you have to drop to stop an escalator?
And I have seen transit stations. There are some people who just sleep in the elevators because they think it's disgusting. Like a private room. So they lay their blanket on the floor. Yeah. And they figure, well, if you see them in there, you'll just go in a different direction.
Yeah, they do that in Santa Monica at the parking garage. Oh, by the way, maybe we do this next week in Santa Monica, and we've chronicled the degradation of Santa Monica. There was on the next. I have to print it out and organize it. But it on the Nextdoor app was several complaints that now prostitution is rampant near the promenade. That's right.
I used to go there. I haven't been there in a while.
Don't go there.
And I used to take my out-of-town guests there because I thought it was close to the Santa Monica Pier
Don't take them there. Apparently, really? There's lots of prostitution, male on female, male on male. The prostitutes are doing it for drugs, and it's all around the area. And then, of course, only in Santa Monica, a fight broke out online. Some people didn't think it was that bad and that you're just stigmatizing the local sex workers.
All right. We got more. Is that what they said? There's more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. We'll be talking to Royal Oaks, ABC News legal analyst. He'll come on KFI here and answer all our questions about the indictment, including I heard a couple of stories today that it could get thrown out. It's actually possible that that could happen somewhere in the court system. And of course, will this end up in the U.S. Supreme Court somehow? Is that
well, then Trump will win. Those are his guys there.
Those are mostly his guys there. Whether or not Trump can still run for president and serve as president, even if he ended up with a prison term out of these charges. All of this we'll get to in the big 2 o'clock hour. I thought you were going to read breaking news concerning Trump.
No. I should have read that at the beginning.
And then I would have felt bad that I didn't know what you were going to talk about.
Oh, man. Yeah, she gets up. She like sits up in her chair.
I do. I'm standing at attention. Sorry, what did I miss? What did I miss?
I missed something. No. Just another Dodger promo.
All right. Then, of course, we have the Moist Line and we have the special edition of Hack at a Dumpster at 3:35. It will be Satan's Lake of Fire. It's no mystery. It is the newly convicted felon, Mark Ridley Thomas, who will go into Satan's Lake of Fire right after being dumpstered. We're going to roll it down the hill into the lake, right? That's
yes,
the plan?
Yes, right.
The mob members know this? I don't want them to be confused.
We got that. We're going to throw him in the dumpster, then roll it down the hill into the lake?
Yeah, so my plan is we'll roll him into the dumpster, and then I'll open up the portal and then throw him into the Lake of Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
This is a first, right? We haven't done this before.
First I've ever done
it. Right. Okay.
I know of. No. Right. No, we've never done both.
This is a special salute because this is a historic lifetime achievement award. This is 30 years of corruption that's being flushed into the lake.
Yes. I would say that while this guy has been horrific, unlike Bonin, he's never come up with exact policies or positions that I would go, oh my God, this guy's got to go. But yeah. He's been annoying for other reasons.
Yeah. Ridley Thomas is about enriching himself and his family. But Bonin was about destroying the city.
He believes in that.
There's
whole
a difference.
Agenda. John, they're going to try one more time to do something about your meat eating. And the latest pop story that came up this week, and they wanted to get headlines, and they found a way to get headlines with this story. How would you like to eat a woolly mammoth meatball? Woolly mammoth, the extinct creature? The woolly mammoth.
They found one?
Kind of looked like an elephant with like long hair.
Did they find
it's a DNA sequence that they got. And I don't know whether or not, they must go back through some long chain of DNA traced back to the actual woolly mammoth.
They got woolly mammoth DNA and they're able to turn the DNA into a meatball.
Yes, and the reason they're doing this
is
to tell you, and I've tried this before, and you're not really a big fan of this, but they're giving up on fake meat, okay? I think that's become, there's a small contingent that'll eat that crap made from soy or squash peas or whatever, Beyond Meat. So they're going in another direction. And we brought this up a few months ago, and you poo-pooed the idea. It's going to be lab-cultured meat.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this way we're not killing the animals, and we can produce a lot of meat from just cells. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So to get another headline, they came out with this story about the mammoth meatball. You can't actually eat it. They're not going to actually serve it. But they wanted to present it so the media would go, oh, people will click that story, a woolly mammoth meatball. And sure enough, I did.
I did, too.
So they said, we did this on purpose to get people excited about the future of food being different to potentially what we had before.
They're always trying to get people excited for something that nobody wants to get excited about. Everyone who eats meat is happy eating meat. I'm not looking for alternatives. I don't need a woolly mammoth meatball.
They don't care.
Care about what they care about. Just mind your own business.
They're worked up over all the land and water that your cattle use and fart.
I'm not worried about the air being filled with cow methane, or the water that's being used to grow the.
Okay, but what if half the meat eaters are open to the idea? They'd probably take that as a victory. Not you, but maybe half of them would be open to the idea.
Nobody's going to eat cultured meat. It's going to be one of those weirdo products at the end of the meat display case.
But it is meat, you see, just because it's grown from cells, but it's still meat.
I got to see what it tastes like. so
right?
far.
So it's not a substitute.
In the
that's
history,
what they're trying to tell
you. In my entire life, everything that's been sold to me that's fake, but it takes just like, has been.
That is true.
Has been a swing and a miss, including everything that Deborah has brought into the studio.
Desserts?
Everything. Huh?
Not desserts.
Well, what dessert did actually taste like a real dessert?
Every one that I've brought into you.
You said you don't do that.
I have. I've told you before. I just haven't lately because I don't lie to you.
They don't. They don't.
Brought vegan, you chocolate chip
cookies. Let's be clear. Vegan desserts means that you don't have the dairy, which is the butter and the...
Right, exactly.
Okay, but that's different than
you can bring something that,
meat.
You know, tastes okay, but it doesn't taste
But I don't
like...
eat any substitute meat products, Ken, so I haven't brought... The only thing I think I talked to you guys about... No, because I don't eat any of that. I don't cook any fake stuff.
Yeah, there's no market for this stuff because people who like meat. I mean, I go out with a group of guys. We go out every couple of months for like a steak dinner, and everyone's excited about ordering a steak. You know, it's like a whole ritual to go out for a steak dinner and pick out the cut of meat that you want and off the menu, or sometimes you know they roll it by. It's like
but people that are vegan. They want, and they maybe they miss they miss meat. They do it because they don't want to eat an animal.
That's
so they
the crowd.
Want they miss that.
And it's going to be people who wear masks to Whole Food. It'll be that demographic.
No one gets excited when they roll a head of cabbage. By
I
the
do.
Table.
I get so excited when I go to restaurants and I see beautiful vegetables and quinoa.
They toss a fresh salad in front of you.
And avocado and guacamole.
What if they make fresh guacamole in front of you?
God. Like
that's
that
one, fun. I'll admit that's fun.
Oh, look at that. Eric jumps on that one. He likes that one.
Yeah,
who
I like
doesn't?
Guacamole.
Oh, John.
John. No, John doesn't eat guacamole.
No, because that comes from avocado.
Well, here's what in 2015, they managed to sequence the woolly mammoth's complete genome. That made that meatball possible. Now, that's not going to be the actual product. But in the end, yes, they hope to grow meat such as the steak John eats at his favorite steak restaurant from cells in laboratories. And it just sounds awful, though, it does. Cells in laboratories. And
yes.
Then send it out to the restaurants to cook up, I guess.
Isn't that what they do with salmon, though?
They farm salmon. That is true. But they actually have creatures though that they kill. It's just that they hatch them there.
It's real salmon, but it doesn't come out of the river.
Got it.
Yeah, this won't be. See, Deborah Mark should like this idea a little bit better, don't you, Deborah Mark?
Yes.
They're not killing animals anymore with this,
absolutely.
Right? They're just using cells from living animals.
I mean, I still think it's gross, and I don't want a part of it. But I'm glad that no animals are harmed.
Yeah. Well, let's see what it tastes like. It always fails the taste test. Always.
Oh. Well, you have it in your head. You'll never give anything a chance.
I don't have to. I like what I have. I like real meat. I'm not worried about killing the animals. I'm not worried about the cow gas in the atmosphere.
Or you the like water. Animals, John. Don't you want to preserve? You do. You
yes,
have a soft
do.
Spot for animals.
Sure. And I like them when I eat them, too.
He's going to eat his bearded lizard.
Oh, no. Don't talk about the bearded dragon. Oh,
teaser
my God.
For the
dragon,
line.
Right.
What's that?
Oh,
teaser for the moist line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because she admitted she killed a bearded dragon many years ago.
I did not.
She had to have it euthanized.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because
it was beyond help.
I did the humane thing. That's humane. Okay. I could have just left it in the tank struggling for air and dying.
Because you didn't feed it.
I did feed it. I told you it was the temperature. I couldn't get that right.
Oh, you.
I was a first time bearded dragon owner. It was for my son.
All right, when we come back, we gotta break. We'll be talking to Royal Oaks, ABC News for KFI, their legal analyst, about the Trump indictment. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.